This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. So great to be back today. Great to be back today. And today, I want to talk about what's happening. I want to talk about what's going on, and I know that you know what I'm talking about because there are a lot of things that are happening right now. I know that a lot of people have the fear of the unknown, worried as to what's going to happen, what's going to happen next, where are we, what's the trajectory of our world. You know, it's a very interesting culmination, really, of events right now, and I think that you would have to agree with me. I mean, how often, you know, I mean, I understand that Halloween happens once a year, and I understand that we time change, and I understand that's happening right now, but we also have an election, right? We have an election, and a lot of people are really fearful of what's going to happen, wondering what the results are going to be, what happens when we get the results, and how is that all going to come to pass. And it's interesting because with all of that fear, all of that worry, I don't know about you, but I had people telling me all the time, well, I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to buy all this stuff and I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And some people were talking about how they're going out of town during the election. They're going to avoid the big cities. But what do we do? What do we do as a human that has the right to live our own life, a right to have our life and our freedoms and our happiness, and a right to be able to focus on what we want to focus on? You know, how do we focus on us? How do we refocus throughout this entire situation? How do we refocus on us? Okay, and that is a question. That's the question that I want to ask today, because this can be very challenging and very difficult for us to focus on, because we don't really know which direction to look. Which direction do we go? How do we focus our energy into something that we can actually, well, take care of? How do we refocus our energy and time and purpose and perspective and all that great stuff to something that we actually have some control over? And I know that some of you will say, well, control is just an illusion. And to some degree it is. I'll give you that. I mean, we all hurling through space on a round rock. And I get it. Control is basically an illusion. But there are some things that we can control more than we can control of other things. And so in today's show, I want to talk about that. How do we see this? How do we focus? How do we stop feeling overwhelmed? How do we stop feeling overwhelmed? How do we stop feeling so small? With record numbers, and we're hearing that other countries are closing back up. Well, I'm sure that if it happens here, there's going to be a civil war, but we won't go there today. But again, that's another fear factor, right? What happens? What happens next? And how can the economy survive? Which it can't if we do that again. And so all of us are in fear. We're in fear of what's going to happen. Who's going to take over the White House? But what about the big focus? What about the big play? And I find that the more that I get conditioned to believe that I need to focusing on everything else is the more I deceive myself as to my truth. And I have fallen prey to this multiple times. And I understand that there's a lot of things that are happening that needs to be exposed, but I don't know if I'm necessarily the one that needs to expose it. And I feel that there's a lot of things as well that we get focused on, that we get overwhelmed by. And in that focus and being overwhelmed by, we have a tendency of not being able to figure out how to focus on our work, how to focus on our family, how to focus on our own health and wellness. I mean, many of us aren't taking care of ourselves. We're barely getting by. We're unable to focus on our happiness and our purpose and our mission. And so I want to begin the concept and the conversation today with really talking about being aware of what, or trying to figure out what our mission is. And I know that many of you out there say, you know, I've been trying to figure that out for a long time. Okay. And I get it. I understand that, because trying to figure out our mission, and I think a lot of times, you know, mission to me has indications of purpose. I don't know if it's, I think the mission is kind of like everything that goes on, multiple missions. It's almost like, you know, when they take a mission to space, right? They're not like, they're not talking about the entire space exploration. We're talking about the fact that we're going on this particular mission. And so I'm not literally, you know, dividing and kind of cutting into pieces the purpose, and that's what mission is. So I don't want to talk about purpose completely right now. I want to talk about mission. So how do we refocus on the mission? How do we refocus our energy on, okay, hey, this is the next thing that I need to do. This is the next step that I want to do. This is the next thing that I want to create. How do I refocus that? And the first thing that I've realized is that I actually have to get right with myself what's important. Because sometimes we lose sight of what's important, like what's really important. And I agree with you. All this unrest, all this stuff is, it scares us. It's worrisome. What's going to happen? You know, who's going to get hurt? Innocent people are going to get hurt. What's going to happen next? What's the next step? But I realize that the more and more that I fixate on that, the more that I lose my way in my mission. And I feel that the mission has to be dealt with in a way that is not based in fear or reaction. Okay, and so that's the thing that I think that a lot of us are realizing right now, is that many of us are seeing things in a fear-based reality. You know, a fear-based reality. And the problem is that we're reacting to outside sources of knowledge, information, what have you, situations, possible situations, impossible situations. And in those situations, what do? We kind of downgrade ourselves. And I know it's hard. This is like one of the noisiest times to be on this planet. I mean, don't you think it's one of the noisiest times to be on this planet? I mean, it's like, for the love of God, I just want some quiet and peace. I mean, it just keeps getting noisier and noisier, and all of a sudden the noise is at such a crescendo that I think that many of us are overwhelmed by the concept of this noise, as to also the value of the noise. How much of the noise is believable? How much isn't? How much is very real? How much is very real but doesn't help us in any way, shape, and form? It's funny. It's like, you know, I feel like literally all over the world, it's like almost like there's a party 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's not always a happy party, and it's going on at full speed and at the highest decimal possible. You know, not to mention all the news, the newscasts, not to mention all the online news, online podcasts, you know, all the social medias. And that's the thing. And it's like, you know, you get to the point where it's like, and then you also have the impact of how every country sees other countries. And we have all these impacts. And then we have how everybody regurgitates the information. Then we have how some information has changed and maybe it is real or it's not real. So again, how do we go back to our mission? Because only in our mission can we actually take the time and energy and to actually be counted. I recently voted, and I know that many of you out there have voted, and I know that there's a lot bigger turnout. But to me, it's like, okay, I got a vote. I'm one of the billion. Great. But I feel that my vote, as far as my personal vote on my personal life, counts way more. I'm not going to look back in 20 years and be like, wow, I voted. I got my pen and I got my stylus and I voted. You know, one little beef though, and I'm going to say this, one beef that I had the other day, I was voting and I walk outside of the voter place and I walk out. And all these people had thrown their stylus on the ground. It's like, what have we become? It's like ever since this whole COVID thing, like the environment took a backseat big time, right? Everybody's getting their to-go food. I've never seen more plasticware in my life. I mean, we're talking about straws for a year. Give me a break. It's all about pomp and circumstance, right? But I remember I walked outside and there must have been 150 stylus on the ground. And it's just like, who? It's interesting, every single day for the last how many, I don't know how many days, every single day, once a day, I will get to a parking lot, and I will pull into a spot where somebody has taken all of their trash out of their car and stuck it on the ground. Bags of Whataburger and Burger King and bottles of water and anything else they can find to throw on the on the ground, they just trash it out. And it's like we're kind of at the point where it's like a lot of people aren't thinking about anything but themselves. And we're being surrounded by, I mean, what I'd like to call is a derelict attitude in life. I mean, how did you get trained to do that? And I know that many of you listening to the show here, if you're listening on KBDT or you're listening around the country on USA Radio Networks or GCN, you know that that probably appalls you. And so, you know, I have missions in life with purpose, with helping people to understand who they are and helping them find their true identity. But at the same time, I have other purposes, too. I have other missions. And I'm sure you have other missions, too. You might have one specific mission that's really big in your heart, but there's little small specific, you know, missions that guide you. And one of my missions is, you know, hey, it's, you know, the things that really matter the most are the things that we don't really hear about. You know, water, you know, the state of the planet. I'm going to say water again, all these things we don't hear about, which is really sad. And I guess it's so concerning because there is no answer. And so they just decided to just take it off the news because they know that there's no real way of discussing the big issues, because really all this other stuff would just pale in comparison because there's not a lot of time. And I think that the fact is that most of us are getting kind of stuck in these shiny objects of these people that are telling us something, but we're not being able to focus on our mission. So I'm asking you today, in today's show, besides your big purpose, and we'll talk about the big kahuna, we'll talk about the big purpose here later on, we'll talk about the enchilada, we'll talk about the meal deal. Yeah, that's what it is. The purpose is the meal deal, right? You get your sides, you get a medium iced tea, you know, maybe you like your sweetened, maybe you don't, I don't know. If you're not from Texas, you probably don't like sweet tea. I don't like sweet tea either, but I like tea. I'm a big tea drinker, I'm okay with that. Prefer coffee, pretty much. But, okay, I'll stop going down that rabbit hole. But think about it. What is your small mission that actually connects with your big kahuna of your purpose? And how can we carry that through? And you know what that does for us is it allows us to feel our own personal power. Okay? Because what I've seen is that the longer we go down this road, the more, this deranged road, the more that we actually lose our sense of power. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yeah, you're just one in the masses. And I'm not saying that, you know, oh, we got to have all this power. You know, but I'm saying, you know, it is nice to feel powerful. And we can be powerful, but we have to figure out how to derive that power and where that power is derived from. Very interesting stuff. But it can be derived from a mission that's like an excerpt or something that comes from the other side of what's happening. Okay, so let's go back to this real quick. All this stuff is happening on the news, and I know that you'd have to live under a rock to not be feeling the stress level. Okay? But how do we transmute a piece of that to help ourselves, to help the people in the world, to do what we need to do, and to functionally feel purpose-driven and powerful in the same thought? And that's what I want to ask you, and I want you to ask you, because there's something that all of us can do in tandem to what we're already doing that not only expresses our heart and our belief system and what we think is important, but it also expresses ourselves. Stay tuned. I'm going to be talking more about this, more about how to just quiet the noise, okay? As well as Dan Nelson's going to be here later on in our continuation story of the kidnapping story, which is going to be very interesting, too. We got to have a little drama in the show, right? A little more drama. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time with two shakes. We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back. Glad to be back here live on the show. You know, we were talking about fear of the unknown, fear of what's happening, the culmination of events, everything that's happening right now. Okay, we have the election. We have Halloween, we have time change, we have this whole situation happening in front of our very eyes. And at the same time, a lot of us are worried, a lot of us are stressed, a lot of us are scared, but we don't know what to do. And right before the break, I was talking about mission, purpose, having that mission, being on purpose, being on point, and how to figure out what our mission is. Because I think some of us get sidetracked. All of us get sidetracked. It's like the noisiest time to be alive. I don't know about you, but it is so noisy. And there's so many things going on. And it's challenging because you're sitting there saying, you know what? I want to do this. You know, I got to do that. What about this? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? What are we going to do then? What will happen if that happens? What happens if that happens? What about that? What if that happens? And so we get stuck. We get stuck wondering what we're going to do next. And in that position, we don't feel very confident. We don't feel very confident. We feel stressed out. We feel worried. We feel scared. So what do we do with our mission? How do we find our mission? How do we create this mission? Every mission is going to be different for all of us. Every mission is going to be different for all of us. And, you know, the thing is that what mission is. When I was talking earlier before the break and I said, you know, one of the things that's really upset me ever since this whole COVID thing took place is that the whole environmental thing just kind of went on the way. It just kind of went to the wayside. Like, remember everybody was talking about the straws and how bad the straws were. And we're not going to use straws anymore. No more straws, even though you get a big, you know, big gulp, big plastic cup with a big plastic top. But we're not going to use any straws anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like, what? I mean, what's that about? I mean, you have a ton of plastic over there, but we got to eliminate that straw. Mm-hmm. That's the real problem. It's kind of like it's the red herring. It's what we deal with in our entire society. Everything is like, you know, look over here at the shiny object, but don't look behind it. You know, look over here, but don't look over there. And it's like, this has been one of my big, big beefs is that, you know, when I was leaving the election, when I was voting on the election yesterday, early voting, yes, I did it. Last 30 minutes of early voting, I pulled it off. But I walked outside and all these stylists were on the ground. And people just throwing their stylus, like they don't care. And so that's part of my mission is to basically, you know, remind people of the environmental impact that we have. You know, if I see another freaking set of gloves or mask in the parking lot at the grocery store thrown on the ground, I think I'm going to puke. It's like, who gets off on this? It's like, were you taught that? You know, oh, hey, just throw your crap out on the ground and it's going to be okay. Cause somebody else will be there to pick it up. And so, what is your mission? And I know some of y'all have been watching on Facebook, and we had a little bit of a snafu. Sometimes Facebook gives us snafu, so if you are, please return back into the new video feed. But, you know, it's interesting because I think many of you were thinking about, you know, hey, what is my mission? What am I here to share? And mission, like I was saying earlier, is kind of like, you know, like a space mission program, right? You have the mission program that's like... It's a piece of it. It's not like we're not looking at everything. We're not going to every single planet. We're not going outside of the Milky Way. We're just going to check out one thing. So what is that one thing that we want to do? What is that one thing that you can do to bring power back into your life to actually instill a powerful thought process in other people's lives and to really give back to some degree in a way that really connects with you? This is the question. So returning, I'm going to give some options and opportunities on how we can do that, how you can find that, how you can sense that, how you can figure that all out. Also, Dan Nelson will be joining us here in just a bit with his continuation story of kidnapping money, and the list goes on. It'll be fun, a little bit of drama, right? That's exactly what we need, drama. But we got a lot of noise, but we're going to have some fun, and you're going to love Dan's story as well. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
In Nevada, the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit this week seeking images of the signatures of every registered voter in Democratic-leaning Clark County, a potential first step towards challenging individual votes on grounds that the signed ballots don't match the signatures on file. In Texas, Republican officeholders and candidates sued this week to have more than 100,000 votes invalidated. The GOP has asked a judge to declare illegal. And the United States passed 9 million COVID-19 cases on Friday. Nearly 230,000 Americans have died since the pandemic began. A fall surge in infections has the number of cases rising in all but three states. The governors of New York and New Jersey are asking residents to take the proper precautions, wearing masks, maintaining social distance, and avoiding unnecessary holiday travel. This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Yes, we're back, we're back, we're live. You know, we've been talking about how this is one of the noisiest times to be alive on planet Earth. And I'm sure you probably feel the same. It's like, where do you listen first? What do you look at first? What do you look at second? What do you look at 258? I mean, it's like, at what point in time do we just go, I've had enough. It's just so much. It literally is media overkill constantly, all the time. And my question to you is, how are you refocusing your mission? How are you creating a way to be powerful? And how are you focusing on that in a daily basis? And I've been before where I have literally watched and watched and watched media after media after media after media, getting stressed out, worried, you know, seeing some of the writing on the wall, being aware of that, okay, understanding and looking at things in a legitimate way, you know, not react. Are put out there and understanding that in general a lot of this stuff, well, we can't change. There's certain things we can do, but there's other things we can't. So how do we create power in our life when we feel bombarded by all of these things happening? How do we create that power? And the first thing that I want to iterate in today's discussion is the fact that we need to do something that matters to us. So obviously we have, you know, responsibilities and things that we want to do. We also have the things that we're doing in our own life. We have all these things happening, right? We have responsibilities. We have the things that we have to do on a daily basis, right? And that's great. But we also have things that we're working for toward our purpose. But I think the purpose is kind of that bigger enchilada, but I think that there can be some different little things that kind of streamline from that purpose that might directly relate to what's happening now. So, you know, because we can't put our head in the sand. Isn't that true? I'm not one of those people that's going to come on the radio and tell you that you should just refocus and you just need to say affirmations all the time and your life's going to be so much better. No, I'm not going to BS you. That is not what I'm saying. What I am saying is this, is that we can't overcome it. We can't let it go. I mean, yes, we could move to an island that didn't have any TVs or internet, I guess. I don't really know how legitimate that and logistic that's going to be, being that fact that most of us need to work. But there's a way of taking the information we get, limiting how much intake we have. Because I don't want to hear all of it. I'm tired. I'm hearing so much of it. It's so much. And I'm happy about that I'm hearing it. But at the same time, you know, being able to decipher and figure out what's what is tough. But how do I take what I'm hearing and actually use this in a positive way? Is it enlightening other people? Is it connecting? See, one of the things that I do best is I help people reconnect with why they're here on this planet. Okay, and so there might be something that you can do from the situation that's happening that'll actually give you power in your life that'll keep you from putting your head in the sand, right? But it'll also allow you to have power in your life of the situations that's happening outside of you. But we have to remember not to lose sight of our mission. And so this has to be like a side mission, I would say, a side mission, because I think that many of you are looking for the side mission. Some people call it a side hustle. We're talking about a side mission, right? The side mission would be like, what can we do to better our society? What can we do to do something that makes us feel good and does it based on our value system? You know, and I know that some of you have committed to you know, being online and discussing it, or maybe a podcast or a show. Some of you try to educate the people that you work with, and maybe there's other different levels, but, you know, what is it that you can do? And how does that orchestrate and connect with you at your core? And that's what I think is valuable, is that we want to do something at our core. We want to do something that connects with our reality. We want to do something that connects with our personality. We want to do something that connects with our strengths. Think about it. What are your strengths? All of us have strengths. I don't know about weaknesses. I mean, I do think that we all have things that aren't necessarily our strengths. Would I call it a weakness? No. Would I just say, hey, you know, there's certain things that we probably need to let somebody else handle? And I know that a lot of us work, you know, long hours, and we have a lot of parts of our work that we're not really loving, but we do it anyway because we don't pay anybody else to do it, or can't afford it, or don't want to afford it to pay everybody else to do it, so we do it ourselves. So there's a lot of things that we have to pick up the slack with. But that's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a mission. It's not about picking up the slack. And maybe it is to some degree. Somebody else isn't doing anything. You see a ability there. But it's got to be something that you actually like to do. It has to be something that you're called to do. A calling. Like something that makes you feel good about yourself. Something that connects with your highest good. What is that? And this is only for you to answer. I can't answer this question for you. I can just put out some of the information. I can kind of just echo the knowledge. But I can't solve it for you. I can't create that. I can't tell you, yeah, this is what you should be doing. No, it's more like, okay, so what is it that you love? What is it that you're seeing that's not being taken care of? What is it that you're seeing that's falling by the wayside? So I give you this example of, you know, walking out of the polls last night, and there's all these stylists, like, you know, that you have to use, they want you to use a stylus because of COVID. They want you to use a stylus instead of your finger when you're voting, which is, to me, it's crazy, but it is what it is. It's just another thing to go into the landfill, right? I mean, who cares about Mother Earth after we had COVID? I mean, now that's taking over. You know, it's crazy. It's just like, well, I guess that was yesterday's news. That happens every day here. And so it's like, that was a mission that I found. It's like, we've got to get back into remembering what's important. And how would I do that? You know, how do we take that over? How do we make that happen? Even that small of a thing, how do you get the word out? How do you change things? And this is up to you to think about, because everybody has something that they bring to the table that nobody else has. A quality, an ability, a talent that other people look at you and go, wow, I mean, that's amazing stuff. I wish I had that. You know, and it's interesting. And it's like, if you could harness that in a mission, in conjunction with your purpose. And then that's another question, is what is your purpose on this planet? Have you thought about it? Some of the things that make you the most upset or angry might be part of the purpose, right? But you got to get real with that, because it can't just be reaction, because that can be quickly fleeting. It's got to be something that really connects at the highest level. You know, right now, it's time to talk a little bit about history, I think. It's time to talk with Dan Nelson. Now it's time for our resident historian, Dan Nelson. And last week, if you've been listening to the show, you know that we kind of cliffhanged in a situation where we had a child who was kidnapped, and we had the mastermind behind the kidnapping, who was the father of the child, George Stagg. Dan, okay, so I've been waiting for this cliffhanger to be figured out. What happens to the guy? What happens next?
All right, well, the deal was that we left off with was the actual kidnapper, this Betty Brainerd. They decided that she was acting more impulsively, and she was sort of taken in by this George T. Stagg, and she really wasn't, you know, the culprit, or as you put it, the mastermind that he was. So they said, look, we'll let her go if you return with the child. And I guess he figured, okay, well, you know, this is starting to get old. Being in Canada with a 22-month-old baby, there's very few guys that have the skills to manage that. If you're a great father of a 22-month-old baby and taking care of it by yourself, then no offense intended, but I know it could be a challenge. So anyways, George Thomas Stagg turns himself in. And he was a relatively famous newspaper reporter at that time. He was called an adventure reporter. That was actually how he was listed in the census, which there weren't too many people that made a living as an adventure reporter back in the 1920s. And it's because he came from money and he had the opportunity to have a career that was maybe not quite as demanding as some others when you come from a wealthy line. And we'll talk more about his line in a future episode. But anyways, what they ended up, the deal they cut with George was they wanted to send him 15 years to life for the kidnapping, and finally working back and forth with the judge, and then he got sentenced, and then he asked for a pardon. And really this went back and forth because you had attorneys in Washington State that felt she should pay a bigger price. You had attorneys in New York State that felt he should pay a bigger price. And so there was a lot of this cross-country negotiation between these different district attorneys, law enforcement groups, trying to, you know, feel that justice was served in this case, and not too much of a sweetheart deal was set for either of the people involved. So anyways, finally, they said, no, you need to go to prison. And they actually said, we're going to have you, you get assigned a job in prison. So he was assigned to be a chaplain, which I'm not really sure how Adventure Reporter set you up to be chosen as chaplain. And I haven't come across anything saying he was a man of God or almost a priest or anything like that. But anyways, he got assigned as a chaplain, which, you know, it's probably better than being a janitor in terms of what you got to do. And then he's serving his time in prison, and then he wanted to get pardoned. And so he was struggling with the governor of Washington to get a pardon. And then the governor actually left the state. And apparently the laws in Washington state at the time is when the governor left. And keep in mind, it wasn't like today where you could leave and fly cross country and be back by evening. The lieutenant governor became the governor and had the power to do things like pardons. So he managed to arrange a phone call with the lieutenant governor, and the lieutenant governor pardoned him on the condition that contact with his son until he was 21 years of age. So Stagg had probably had enough of prison at that point that he agreed to those conditions and got out. And by then his son was living in San Diego, so it wasn't like they were going to run into each other on the street. And he was bound by those conditions, and he honored them. So he never had to go back to prison. I couldn't find a whole lot about him during the interim, you know, during the next 19 years while his son was growing up. I couldn't find much about George Stagg, so he probably just lived off the money from his family. I don't know if being a kidnapper affects your ability to get a job as an adventure reporter, you know, where you put that exactly on your resume. When his son turned 21, he reached out and contacted him, and that was the first time that Bobby Stagg knew his dad was not Marion Lehman, the newspaper reporter that married his mom and basically raised Bobby, gave him his last name. And so suddenly he found out, you know, he had different parents. Maybe he found out at that point in time that he came from a wealthy line. You know, there may have been monies that came to him because they were pretty financially successful, these Stagg people. And like I said, we'll talk about the Stagg family and where they got their money from in another episode.
I look forward to that. Wow, it's just information. You wonder how the child, though, responded to the fact that, you know, he's just now finding out that, you know, his dad's not, his dad is not his biological dad.
Maybe that's what drove him to have an affair with his secretary. You never know.
Really?
I don't know. I'm playing armchair therapist. You're supposed to figure that stuff out. But, you know, he didn't have a lot of stable relationships. He was married a couple times to actresses that in the day may have been noteworthy. You know, they had parts in different television shows and movies and commercials and things. So maybe that played into his unstable relationship type of deal. It is interesting that you end up in Hollywood, which is, you know, sort of the most surreal place. And of course, it was just starting to boom then. I mean, it was radio and motion picture before it was television. And that you end up, you know, earning a living, you know, sort of in that world. But it's hard to know how that all played out because, of course, my client didn't know his father. So, you know, you can't really say, you know, what did your dad ever say about that or what do you think about it? Now, he had a son, a natural son, a legitimate son, who's a half-brother, and he actually lives down in Mexico. And he participated in the DNA test just so we could sort of flesh this out. Yeah, they gave up all their American life, moved down to Mexico, and living cheap.
Wow.
Yeah, sort of different.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so I could tell you a whole story about getting a DNA test into Mexico and out of Mexico, because basically the customs authorities looked at DNA tests as very suspicious type of things.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, it's a small vial of spit. It's really not that interesting.
We're like, what is that? So we're left in a cliffhanger a little bit for next week again, huh?
Yeah, we'll talk more about where George Stagg got his money so he could just go play adventure reporter slash kidnapper slash prison chaplain.
Sounds like a very interesting life. Well, Dan, I can't wait to see you back in studio so we can hear more about that. Because now I'm interested. I mean, who has a life like that? So definitely want to learn more about that character.
Looking forward to it.
When we return, we talk about how you can really find that, how you can connect with that mission, and how we can move forward with our mission and our purpose, because that's what we're looking for, right? That's what we want to find, because I'm going to help you determine a few of those things and how to really see that reality. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back. It's our last segment today. We'll be back next Saturday for sure. You can count on it. You can count on this. We have no idea what it's going to be like next Saturday, right? But, you know, really quick, because I think it's time for us to analyze the concept of our mission. We've been talking about a mission, being empowered. There's all these things going on, and yes, it's the noisiest time to be on the planet, right? But how can we transmute some of that fear, anxiety, stress, reaction into something that is powerful? How do we focus on something that we can be empowered with? And how can we make sure that we're focusing on something that, one, we have the ability to take care of, two, we want to, and three, we have the skill set? You know, the first thing that I want you to ask yourself with regards to finding your mission to stop the noise and to start transmuting this for a positive direction, a changing direction to help other people, is what matters most to you? What is something that matters most to you? Think about it. What is it that matters most to you? What is it that really connects to your heart? What is it that you think about at night? What is it that keeps you up at night? What is it that you just, what is that important? What really matters to you? Not what matters to everybody else. Not what matters to your family. Not what matters to your kids. Not what matters to your spouse or your significant other. No. Just you. What is that? What is that that matters? Okay. Start thinking about that. Write up a list. Don't keep this all in your head. Okay, so the second thing is, okay, so something matters to you. What can you do about it? What can you do about it? What is it that you can do? What is it that you can do about the situation at hand? Think about it. What can you do? And, you know, it takes you to be honest with yourself, because many of us are our harshest critics. We judge ourselves adversely. We don't see the value that we provide. We actually see the value that other people provide, but we don't see the value that we provide. And then the next question that I ask you is, how can you pull this all together? What can you do to pull this all together? What can you do? Question. How do you pull it all together? Are there some people that you can bring in, want to be involved with you? Are there some people that also share the same vision and mission statement as you do, that y'all can contribute and help one another? No man, no woman is an island. We can, you know, use help. And this can also become part of their mission. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, so I have this mission. Now, how does this help other people? Or how does this help the planet? Or how does this help animals? Or how does this help the elderly? Or how does this help with the drinking water? Whatever. How does this help? How am I helping? What is my help factor? What is happening? What am I doing? How am I helping? All interesting questions, right? All this needs to be kind of written down, because there's only so much that you can carry in your own mind all the time with all this noise. And so we ask how it helps and who it helps and how it helps and why it helps and all that great stuff. And then also the next one would be, how does this push me forward to achieving my purpose in life? How does this push me forward? How does this motivate me even more to continue on my purpose-driven life? How does this do this? And so the next time that you begin to feel overwhelmed, the next time that you begin to react, the next time that you feel uncontrollable fear, I want you to regain consciousness and realize, okay, I can feel this way, or I can find a way to contribute where the fear will no longer overtake me. Where I won't have the time to go off on people on Facebook or social media. I'll actually use that time that I was doing that to create something of value. Something that's important. And I'm going to do it in a way that I contribute to the betterment of my society, the betterment of the people, whatever it is that you want to choose for that. All good questions, correct? And then, how do I do that? And how does that connect with me and why I'm here? And these are the questions I want you to ask. I know you can, and I know that you have answers for all of these, and I'm looking forward to hearing about some of y'all's missions. And in the meantime, check out the website, ashleyberges.com. Go to ashleyberges.com if you'd like to work with me. You can schedule an appointment right there online, as well as check out the latest website, the 10-day challenge, the number 10daychallenge.com. You can check out the two master classes that I have up there, really great, Living with Someone with BPD, as well as How to Live Your True Life Masterclass. There's a third one coming out very shortly. But in the meantime, if you're looking for video content on everything, anything on toxic relationships to value to anything like that, go to YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. We have a great show coming up for you next week. And in the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in. And it's up to you. Find that mission and help other people. I believe in you. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.